Sri Lanka has been facing its worst economic crisis since gaining independence. Following on from the pandemic, many industries on the island have ceased to exist due to the political and economic difficulties. The island's tea industry continues to battle on. This is Dhananjay Silva, and I sit down with Dr. Roshan Rajadure, the managing director from Haley's Plantations, managing agents for Kalinia Valley, Talawakkale, and Horana Plantations, PLC, to discuss how his plantations have adapted and continue to produce tea given the economic hardships. In what ways did the COVID pandemic restrictions show Sri Lanka's plantation sector to be resilient and adaptive?
The plantation sector has a legacy of over 150 years of very well-organized, centralized management structure. So when this pandemic situation suddenly came up, the government imposed a three-day curfew, which we had to abide by. But from the fourth day onwards, we quickly got on board and things were as normal could be. Normally, we manufactured and made arrangements to send our produce to the produce to Kalambu and to ship it out. The moment we got wind of this pandemic situation, we put in place a series of measures. First, of course, we made the people aware of what this is all about. And we had an influx of people from Kalambu and outstations flowing back to their states. So we made sure that everybody who came, their names were recorded. And if necessary, if we were suspect cases, we had isolation quarters. We isolated them for 14 days. We kept the medical and other authorities informed, because the organized sector has 1 million people living in a community-style, village-style setup in close confines. But to manifest what I'm saying is, up to about end of last year, we didn't have a single casualty arising out of COVID. That is because we put in measures, as I said, identifying people from coming from outside, making people living inside aware of the pandemic. We did fumigating and providing of medicine. And most importantly, what we did was to ensure that people didn't have to congregate, that they didn't have to go to bazaars and townships. So we made sure that we brought the food, packed it, and gave it practically to their doorstep. And there's a group of people who had no other means of earning or income. And we paid them on time, although last year was not a good year. We ensured that their wages were paid. And as a means of helping the people in this situation, we sort of opened out our industry. For people who came from Kalambu and elsewhere, we allowed them to pluck areas that we could not manage with our regular workforce, so the family unit had more opportunities to earn more. And we had another system called the revenue share model. We sort of expanded on it. So there were a lot of people who didn't want to be workers, registered workers, nor were they workers, but they got into the sort of earning pool of the family, and thereby they were able to enhance their family income. And also, we got organized with the large food suppliers, like the government warehouse system, and brought in food in lorries. And we had stocks for 2 or 3 months. But what is important thing is that we ensured that the workers didn't have to go out and thereby spread this COVID. So we had a very, very tough and a very well disciplined control system. And to the credit of workers, I must say they cooperated fully. They listened to the management. They followed the advice of health departments. So that's the success of the long years of practice the plantation sector has in managing crises like this.
How did adaptations forced by the pandemic help Haley's prepare for the political turmoil of 2022?
There is no work to go back to. The construction industry where their males were employed, youth were, it has crashed. And also the eateries and small hotels. Right? So all the people who came back to their states, all our company system, we have made available opportunities for employment. Like, for example, we pay the workers to remove weeds, and we will pay you by the kilo rate. So that is a very good intervention, and people who don't want to go and do sort of plucking or harvesting work, they go to the field, remove the weeds, and we pay them on weight. We then convert that to compost. Once the compost is made, we make holes and incorporate the bulk manure and the compost into the soil so that it enhances the soil fertility.
So what you're saying is that this 150-year-old industry that has been the backbone of the Sri Lanka economy continues to be that, because workers who are from plantation backgrounds, who've worked in, you know, whether it be hotels, construction, they've once again come back to live on the estate.
Actually, Dhananjay, employment is only part of the solution that we provided. because we had an influx of workers that actually stretched our services. But we made sure that we accommodated them, that we looked after them in terms of food supply, because there was no food because of COVID, inter-district curfew and a lot of restrictions. So our managers went out, got curfew passes. They really did a great job on the ground. I mean, they volunteered. They could have waited and said, look, we don't want to expose ourselves. But every company, every manager, every planter took it upon himself to look after his community under his charge. Food, medicine, other wherewithal, everything was provided and absolutely no breakdown. And ours is the only industry right throughout, even up to now, with all the challenges, we are maintaining the industry as it was before. A lot of challenges, a lot of stress, a lot of issues, but we still maintain the industry as it was.
Fuel shortages have crippled and decimated many sectors of the country. What provisions and adaptations have Haley's made to ensure the smooth running of operations?
After the crisis came on, definitely we have taken radical measures to reduce the running of unnecessary trips and vehicles. We have mapped out all the roads, each division, and identified the shortest routes. We have some innovations, like we introduced zip lines before the crisis, but it came in handy now. We can save about 90 kilometers a day because it has to do a circuitous route. So it's eco-friendly and it does not use fossil fuel. We do eco-friendly management. Now our managers and assistant managers are provided with good bicycles, and now they have resorted to more walking. Our managers and workers and staff are given their 110% to support us in this time.
And one area that you touched on there was actually moving tea from estates down to Colombo. There has been some disruption. How are you working through that situation? Because the logistics are provided from outside of the estate.
What we do is we provide some fuel, measured fuel, to take the tea down to Colombo, and even for firewood suppliers, because we need firewood to run our dryers. So we assist them in some form because of the fuel shortage and the resultant firewood shortage. So we are trying to harvest within the permitted procedure firewood that is already grown on the estate for this purpose, like thinning out branches, reducing some excessive shade, and all those initiatives and energy efficient measures we have used, relying more on hydropower, we have put almost 60 to 70% of our roofs in solar. So all those things didn't happen after the crisis, but these are interventions that happened before, which now has a beneficial use for us right at this moment.